Good morning. It's good to be with you on this Thursday morning as we continue together in our time with Amos. Yesterday, we looked at Amos chapter 1. We talked about how Amos was a shepherd who the Lord called. He was not a trained prophet. He wasn't from the school of prophets, but he was a shepherd who the Lord laid a word on. And then he felt compelled to go north to Israel to speak the word the Lord had laid upon him. And so we saw the Lord critique the nations. And so we're gonna see that in chapter 2 starting off, but then we're going to see the Lord turn to his people. So the first portion was against the nations who have oppressed his people. Now we're going to see the Lord also turn to rebuke his own people. So let's start with chapter 2, verse 1. Thus is the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because he burned to lime the bones of the king of Edom. So I will set fire on Moab, and shall devour the strong souls of Korathah, and Moab shall die amid uproar, and the shouting and the sound of trumpet. I will cut off the ruler from the midst, and will kill all of its officials with him, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Judah, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have rejected the law of the Lord, and have not kept his statutes, but they have been led astray by the same lies after which their ancestors walked. So I'll send a fire on Judah, and shall devour the strongholds of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Israel, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they sell the righteous for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample the head of the poor in the dust of the earth, and push the afflicted out of the way. Father and son go to the same girl, so that my holy name is profaned. They lay themselves down beside every altar on garments taken in pledge. They drink in the house of their God, they drink wine brought with fines they imposed. Yet I destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and who was strong as oaks. I destroyed his fruit above and its roots beneath. I also brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years in the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. I raised up some of your children to be prophets and some of your youth to be Nazarenes. If it is not indeed so, O people of Israel, says the Lord. But you made the Nazarites drink wine, commanded the prophets, you shall not prophesy. So I'll press you down in your place, just as a cart presses down when its sheaves are full. Flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong shall not retain their strength, nor shall the mighty save their lives. Those who handle the bow shall not stand, and those who are swift of foot shall not save themselves, nor shall those who ride horses save their lives. It is those who are stout of heart among the mighty, and those who are stout of heart among the mighty shall flee away naked in that day, says the Lord. So we see God continue with the judgment of Moab. Joab is punished because they have burned the king of Edom. They've set fire to Moab. They shall die among shouting and uproar. So we see that Moab has been at war with Edom. We see this uproar and tumult everywhere. And so we see this judgment on Moab. So yesterday we saw judgment against Damascus, against Gaza, against Edom, and against the Amorites. Today we see judgment against Moab. So we see the Lord judging the nations. And that's right. The Lord will judge the nations. We've said that throughout this as we read Joel last part, and now we're reading with Amos that God sees the sins of the nations. God sees the wicked in the world. And God does not turn a blind eye to the wickedness of the world. And God will bring judgment. And God will bring his righteousness to the world. So we see that. But now we see in the rest of chapter 3, God pronounced judgment upon his people. He moves from those who are far from him to those who are following him. So we see a judgment against Judah. Remember from your Bible history, after David, there was Solomon, and Solomon ruled a united kingdom. But after Solomon, the kingdom divided to a northern kingdom called Israel, and a southern kingdom called Judah. So that's what you see here. The northern kingdom of Israel, its capital city was Samaria. The southern kingdom of Judah, its capital city was Jerusalem. And when you look through the books of Kings and Chronicles, you see that Israel never had a king who did right in the eyes of the Lord. Never. And we see that in their judgment. Judah had a couple. Not a lot, but Judah at least had a couple kings who did right in the eyes of the Lord. And one of the advantages that Judah had over Israel was that Judah had Jerusalem, which is where the temple was. So the people worshiped, the people had the proper avenue for worship in Jerusalem. If you remember, the story of Jesus with the Samaritan woman, remember that in John 4, where she asked Jesus, where's the right place to worship? Said, your ancestors say it is Jerusalem, talking about the Jews. He said, my ancestors say it's here in this hill. And Jesus said, of course, there will come a time when we'll worship in spirit and in truth. So Israel was always off with their worship. The northern kingdom of Israel was always off with their worship. And we see the real, the consequences of that today. So for Judah, though, Judah's 4 and 5, they rejected the law. They've not kept its statutes. They've been led astray by the same lies at which their ancestors walked. So in other words, they have continued the same sins of their fathers, that they have not followed the law. And that's the constant refrain that we see up until the days of Jesus, that they did not keep the covenant, that the people of God did not uphold their end of the covenant. Remember Joshua in Joshua 24, choose you this day who you will serve, that for me and my house will serve the Lord. After he said that, the people renewed their covenant. The people have not kept their word. And it's a big deal, y'all. It's a big deal. We need to keep our word that we've made to the Lord. We promised the Lord, and we should keep that. We should honor our covenants. The people of Judah and of Israel did not honor the covenant they made with God, and thus they faced consequences for it. So if we promised that we're going to do something, we should do it. Particularly if we've made a covenant with God that we should do something. So Judah will face judgment because they have not kept the covenant. For Israel, he says, now Israel's got a lot. The northern kingdom, remember, they didn't have anybody, they very rarely did right. So they got a lot. They sold the righteous for silver. They trampled the head of the poor. They committed immorality. They worshiped wrongly. Do you see how it's more than just one thing? They didn't take care of the poor. And one of the things I said Sunday in my sermon, be careful reading the gospel because it'll mess you up. Be careful reading the prophet because the prophets will mess you up too. Because the prophets are going to tell you over and over and over again how we treat the poor matters. They trample the head of the poor in the dust of the earth and push the afflicted out of the way. Ooh. Ooh. Right there in the Bible, y'all. And when we read that, how we treat the poor matters. It does. He says, you know, and I destroyed the Amorites. I destroyed Egypt. I brought you out of Egypt. I've done all these things. I've raised up some of your children to be prophets, some to be Nazarenes. I've done this. Remember what I've done. I've destroyed your enemies. I've brought you out of Egypt. And yet, you made the Nazarenes, who take a vow to not drink alcohol, you made them drink wine. You know the prophets, you should not prophesy. Even though I made some of the, even though I brought forth Nazarites and I brought forth prophets, you wouldn't let them do what I commanded them to. So because of that, you'll be punished. You won't be fast enough to run away. You won't be strong enough. You won't be mighty enough. Those who are stout of heart shall flee naked in that day. So God tells the people that judgment will not just come upon those who are far from me, but judgment will come upon my people as well. So the prophets are not, this is not there to scare us or to make us feel terrible, but it is a reminder that we have to take our action seriously. And that if we're going to call ourselves the people of God, that comes with something. Keeping the covenant, the promises we made, trying to live lives of holiness and goodness, taking care of the poor, worshiping. God saves us. God restores us. But God wants us to be true to who we say we are as well. And the people have not done this. So this is not meant to scare us. But it is a reminder that our actions have consequences. So let's make sure we think about what we're doing. Let's make sure that we think about the promises that we make. Let's make sure that we think about how we are faithful to God in all, how we're faithful to God in all things. Chapter 3 is going to deal with more of 3 and 4 partially, and 5. A lot of this is going to deal with Israel's sins. So we're going to see a lot of once again, Amos comes in, says his piece, tells him to behave, and goes back home. So yeah. So anyway, we're gonna continue kind of in these themes the next few days. So thanks for being with us, and we'll pick up tomorrow with Amos chapter 3. Have a great day.